Hello and welcome to Pokemon Watch With Us.
We've been recording the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I did not know. No.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pokemon Watch With Us. I'm Jordan, joined with my hosts, Zach
and Matt.
And today, let's get started with our Pokemon question. Zach?
Yeah, so our Poke question of the week is going to be, if you had to touch a bug Pokemon, which bug Pokemon would you touch and why?
Honestly, I mean, this is probably, actually, no, Shedinja. I love Shedinja. Okay, I don't think it's that creepy.
Yeah, even just a haunted ghost skeleton.
It's not as bug-like.
I didn't realize he was a bug type.
I would touch a ladybug because that's the only bug in real life I feel okay with touching.
That's fair. I would touch a Butterfree.
Yeah, okay. It's a good choice.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Why, though? Why Butterfree?
It looks really friendly.
Okay.
And butterflies are always, like, they're the one bug I'm okay touching with.
Yeah, I guess I'm okay touching a butterfly as well. No spiders, though. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
Woke up the other day, saw a spider walking across my bed. Just walking along, just like, hey, top of the morning to you. Almost lost my mind. I definitely feel like Misty does in this episode. Speaking of which, the episode we're going to be taking on today is Ash Catches a New Pokemon.
Yeah, episode 3, baby. Which leads to we're going to try something new this week, guys. Our 30-second recap. We each get 30 seconds to recap the episode in our own words. Who wants to start?
I mean, I'll give it a go. Why not? Yeah, so the whole deal is that you, the viewers, get to decide for yourselves who did the best. And I guess our goal is our goal accuracy or entertainment value?
I don't know if I need to answer that question. Both, yeah.
Yes? Okay, both. Okay.
Wait. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, he's getting the timer ready. Yeah. It's for reals.
It's for reals.
Okay, count me down.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
All right, we open up seeing Ash catch Caterpie twice for some reason. They, like, show that same sequence twice, or maybe I just relived it twice. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, then Ash catches Caterpie. Misty is very afraid of Caterpie because she's, like, racist against bug types. And then she bullies Caterpie for a long time. And then Ash gets attacked by a Pidgeotto, which is the evolved form of Pidgey. And they start... Oh, I did not make it. Nope, you did not. Wow, 30 seconds is not a lot of time.
Nope, you gotta choose words carefully there.
No embellishing. This is a bullet point list.
Wow. All right, Matt, you want to hit it?
I'm so ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
So Ash does Caterpie a catch, and then Misty's kind of spooked by it, and so she's a jerk. And then Pikachu and Caterpie have a midnight seance, which is kind of weird, but it's fun. Anyways, Pidgeotto shows up, and Ash learns type advantages because he's a dumb idiot, and then he catches Pidgeotto anyways somehow. And then... Team Rocket shows up and they're like, hey, give us Pikachu because he's strong.
Boop.
Dang it.
That was very good. All right,
Jordan, you have to take us into Harbor.
Okay. Three, two, one, go. So Ash catches Caterpie, finishing off from the last episode. Then Misty does not like bugs the entire episode, and they make a big deal of that, and Misty hurts Caterpie's feelings. Then Team Rocket shows up, and Caterpie gets, after being beat up by Pidgeotto, struggles to destroy them, and Misty finally decides that she likes bug Pokemon at least a little bit. And then Pikachu and Caterpie actually become friends. Oh, shoot. I forgot the evolve. No! I had it in my brain!
This was an impossible challenge.
No, it wasn't. We can do it.
So, here's my question for you guys. What do you think of Caterpie as Ash's first Pokemon that he catches?
I like that question. For me, I thought it was really fun. I thought it was more fun just because Misty hated it so much. And, like, it was, I know it kind of ran through the entire episode a little bit long, but, like, just the fact that Misty hated it so much, and it was a running joke of, like, Ash using Caterpie to... Excuse me.
Oh my gosh, he's not even wearing a mask.
Oh, what was I saying? My cough destroyed my thought. Someone take over.
Well, I'll say that I think it's really, really smart because in the anime, Caterpie fulfills the same role that it was designed to fill in the original game, which it's kind of the tutorial Pokemon. It teaches you... It evolves at level, what, 10?
7.
5? 7. It evolves at level 7 into Metapod, which... So typically, it's the first Pokemon that anyone's ever evolved, right? Because it evolves so early to teach you about the mechanic of evolution. And then it evolves again at level 10 or 12 into Butterfree. So Ash is learning, and they're teaching the audience about evolution through the exact same Pokemon they used in the games to teach it. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I also think that of all the like early game Pokemon, like there's Caterpie, there's Weedle, Rattata, and Pidgey. Are like the four main early game Pokemon. I think Caterpie is probably the most unique and most like iconic of those four. And so I think it makes a lot of sense that they would choose Caterpie for that reason.
Yeah, yeah. On the level of its visual design, I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really love Misty's fear of bugs. I love it in anime when like they take a character and focus so heavily on one character like trait. My favorite example of this is in Fullmetal Alchemist with Alex Louis Armstrong, where he's, like, defined by the fact that he's strong.
That he's just really buff.
Yeah. I just love it when animes do that. I think it's so clever and just so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of unique, like, storytelling tropes and strategies that only work in anime, really.
Yeah.
And they all tend to trend to over-the-top ridiculous, but you somehow take them seriously. I love that. That's a great thought. I also want to highlight the animation of this episode is so good. I felt like it was a billion times better than the last episode. And I don't know why, really. I don't know why there's such a difference, I should say. But in particular, I really loved there's the moment at the beginning of the episode. Okay, wait. Am I drunk or was there two, like, introductions?
No, you're drunk. So that was the that was the end of the other episode.
I swear. Hang on.
It only ends with him throwing the Pokeball, not with him catching it.
But yeah, but like...
A little loud. Hang on.
Ow.
Okay, hang on, skip the recap. Oh no, this is the next episode. Whoops. Episode which I remember really liking the next episode.
Spoilers.
Yeah, well, you might have a good time next time. What a spoiler. Okay. Deep in the Viridian's forest, Ash discovers Caterpie. And he tries his best to make his first Pokemon catch, okay? Okay. He throws it. Oh, you're right. I don't understand. Wait, I swear. Is there like an intro thing? No, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I did just watch the last couple minutes of the last episode. But there's this really great moment anyway, where Ash is gloating about it and he's like moving around Misty. And they used all these really, really cool like stretches. What they call in animation is called a stretch. It's essentially you, you see them in like Looney Tunes a lot where you, how do I explain this? Not visually. When you, you know how like you move something really fast and it looks like just
it's a, like motion blur.
Yeah, it's like motion blur. They just like stretch out the shape to make it look like it's moving. That way they can stay it on frames and they don't and it also looks more natural. So but they use these like stretches like I don't know like they're really really economic but they're really really fun to look at and fun to watch. Which I really liked. I want to highlight that specific moment. But in general, there's a lot of entertaining and funny drawing.
The thing I noticed from this episode is it was a lot just, like, more fun. And it wasn't as much about, like, setting up Ash's character as much as it was, like, Misty's. Even though...
Well, kind of, but it really is about setting up Ash's character. Because, like, I feel like the point is, like... Misty realizes why she like likes Ash and right. what she admires about him, which is that he, even though he's a total idiot, he just loves his Pokemon in a way that nobody else really does.
Right, but that's Misty at the end, right? That's Misty talking and her understanding Ash. That's not Ash.
Yeah, but and it's so... it's his development. I don't know. I feel like the show isn't really about Misty's development, really. I mean, what development does she undergo in this episode?
Well, I mean, I think it's her understanding that she might even, like, love Ash. Because, well, I mean...
It's a little early.
It's a little early, but... I like the scene where, like, he tries to leave her, and then she follows. She's obviously, like, frustrated. I thought that was really fun, just for both of them. As well as, I mean, the animosity between them through the rest of the episode and always. But I don't know. I think Caterpie and their relationship, like, her making fun of Caterpie was really the main story here. Is like Misty being okay with bug-type Pokemon at the end and, like...
Well, she isn't, though. That's the whole point.
I mean...
that's, like, literally the whole joke. Yeah. She does try to be. That's true. I felt like the jokes in this episode were a lot better as well.
Yeah, agreed on that.
I thought I would remember this joke, but I remember the takes a worm to know a worm joke was really yeah. funny, but I can't quite remember the setup. It's takes a worm to love a worm, which was Misty talking to Ash, talking about this. Another funny line was when Misty's like, bugs are like one of the three most disgusting things in the world. And he was like, besides you, what's the other disgusting things in the world? And then she's like, peppers, carrots, and bug-type Pokemon. I thought that was a good sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was animated really funnily. Funnily.
Funnily, sure.
No. Yeah, comically.
Enjoyably.
Pleasant.
Pleasant.
Give me the whole thesaurus.
What is this, your Twitter bio?
Thesaurus. Oh, thank you. That would be an accurate Twitter bio.
You're welcome.
What did you guys think of the scene with Pikachu and Caterpie just, like, talking back and forth? Because personally, I thought it was really adorable, but it went on for, like, so long, and it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I do. It was so strange. I guess the whole point of that is that they, like, become friends, which is a cute idea, but I agree, it was long. They spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, like, wrote... I wonder if somewhere there exists, like, all the lines that they wrote. Like, the dialogue mm-hmm. they wrote for them both. And they just had them make noises. I don't know. It's so weird that it's so long.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was interesting that they even, like, tied that into the end. With it being... With Caterpie evolving so quickly. And then it shows Pikachu remembering their experience last night mm-hmm. of Caterpie... Looking up at the... Is it Butterfree? Is that...
Yeah.
Well, he's like, look... I don't think the Butterfree's really there, is it?
He's imagining himself as a Butterfree.
As a Butterfree flying through the sky.
Yeah, okay. And so Like, that's, I don't know, that's super interesting of
I think
how important they made that.
I guess I think that they're, like, showing that Caterpie's motivation as a character is that he really wants to evolve, which yeah. is a good setup for a character they're going to use to teach about evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What'd you guys think about Team Rocket in this episode?
Well, James had his red rose. I noticed that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they... I mean, like you said, there was blue last time, and maybe we didn't really understand the characters, but they fit a little bit better this time. I thought the sequence was really fun with them, and Meowth of them, like, revealing their plan, but at the same time telling each other not to.
I feel like they balance competence and incompetence pretty well in this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
I felt like most of my problems in the last episode were fixed. The whole, like, them arguing about each other giving away information was really funny, and it felt more like Team Rocket, the one that mm-hmm. we know and love.
Yeah,
I agree with that
for sure. What did you guys think about the battle sequence?
I thought it was interesting.
Oh, go ahead, Matt.
This is where one of my problems with the anime comes in, is that a lot of moves that don't translate well, such as String Shot in this episode, are used kind of as catch-alls. Because, like, in the games, a move like String Shot just lowers your speed slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But in this episode, it completely, like, immobilizes three Pokemon.
Yeah. It's true, but I think that translation of the move is pretty acceptable. I don't know. I don't think that one particularly bothers me. I think it's funny that they always just say, like, counterattack, which, like, they have to stop doing eventually because counterattack becomes an official move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there still is some learning curve to do with the battle sequences and trying to balance making them, like, fun and cool, but also accurate to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was fun that Ash actually caught two Pokemon, which we haven't even mentioned, Pidgeotto. Because
I think there it was briefly mentioned in our 30-second.
Oh, right. Sorry. But Pidgeotto gives up, like, a pretty good fight, to be honest. Like, he gets his moment. But can't beat the Coffin and Ekans. Whoops.
It's snake backwards.
Yes, it is.
That, like, blew my mind when I learned it the first time when I was, like, 14.
So Ekans. And I feel like he got his moment for sure, but, like, it was Caterpie definitely got his moment in this end. But I don't know. Why do you guys feel like Pidgeotto was so necessary? Was it just to, like, keep beating Caterpie down so he would evolve?
Yeah, it provides, like, this kind of dramatic tension, I think. I think Pidgeotto is a fun addition to the cast anyway, just because they need, like, a flying Pokemon.
Yeah.
Later on. So I feel like Pidgeotto is more functional than
story driven.
Yeah, like a story, or like then how it's a tool more than it is a character.
Yeah,
which is I'm like pretty okay with. We've got pretty much the whole cast of Ash's Pokemon have pretty diverse character motivations later on, so we don't really need, like, a more complex character out of Pidgeotto.
The question I have is, would Ash actually be able to catch a Pidgeotto at this stage though?
Yeah. That's the crazy part. I don't know, like, maybe it was a 3% chance, but he got lucky.
I mean, yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's true. I mean, are you able to catch a Caterpie without throwing up, or, like, without battling? Is that a thing in the game?
It's possible.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Okay. Because that was the weird part for me, because I've never even really tried that.
At max, it would take, like, 5 tries, I think.
You'd only have one more Pokeball.
It's true. Well, you can carry more than 6 Pokeballs.
Well, I know, but it's the beginning of the game.
That's true. That's accurate. So we got Pidgeotto. Trying to think, were there any other big moments that anybody wanted to talk about?
The evolution.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about? The evolution.
So this kind of, I guess I'll, this kind of fits my fun fact that I was going to talk about later. But Caterpie has a really unique evolution in this episode where he starts shooting out string, which ends up covering him and turning him into a cocoon, mm-hmm. which is fairly accurate to how actual caterpillars do it.
Right.
Which is really cool. But I looked it up and it's actually the only like unique evolution in the entire like 20 seasons of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. They usually just glow.
After this one episode, all the evolutions go back to the like more game like. Do they just turn into like a silhouette and then change?
Yeah.
Oh, that is really interesting. I do really like it that they decided to do that. I kind of wish there were more like.
Yeah, I was about to say I wish they had done that with all of them.
But it's kind of hard to do with all of them.
Yeah.
That's true, I guess. I don't know. I feel like they could have done it. Yeah. I mean, I think that the Misty and Ash conversation throughout it is something to be noted of, like...
I feel like they're so mean to Ash, though.
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah,
unnecessarily mean.
Yeah, like, my note was, Misty is just kind of a jerk in this episode.
Yeah, she really is. Like, she's the worst.
Yeah.
She is the villain of the story.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I remember actually watching this episode one time, or like a couple of weeks ago when I started rewatching the series, which is what kind of inspired this podcast. Watching the Caterpie and thinking like maybe this was like a weird like attempt at making like a racism story. I don't think it actually was at all, but what do you think about that?
A racism story, really?
Yeah, because like I don't know, there are lines about like Ash, like you can't hate Caterpie for just like the way it looks or like the way it was born, like it, like stuff like that.
Huh. I mean, I'll take it.
But I think that if it is, it's a really bad one.
Yeah,
but I don't think it is at this point. But I remember thinking like, oh, is this like a weird like old attempt at talking about racism?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems interesting, but it also was interesting to me that Misty was so against bug type Pokemon, because this entire time we've only seen Misty be all about every Pokemon and making sure they're all right. And then, like, this entire time, she just makes fun of this Caterpie until it literally crawls back into his Pokeball.
Yeah, she literally cyber... Like, she bullies him into his Pokeball.
Yeah.
He goes, like, emo mode.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, I think that... I guess Misty's character arc, hopefully, throughout the series, is that she learns how to become a nice person. Yeah. That'd be good to see.
It's time for fun facts.
Da, 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 da.
We need some transition music. Matt, you on that?
Sure.
Perfect.
I think Zach is
good enough. Wait, I want to start with mine because it's okay. Not very good. All right, so my fun fact, I'm still trying to find some more information about like the art crew. I did find a list of credits, but unfortunately it's like an archive list with like the credits of all of the entire series, which is still running today. So it's had like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people work on it, and they're not like really well organized, so I have to go through them anyway. I did find out who was the art director for this episode. Their name is Katsuyoshi Kanemura, which I assume it's a man, but I'm not 100% sure. But this person also worked on, I think it's very interesting, they worked on a lot of Pokemon movies, and they work a lot on the Pokemon series. They even have a special thanks in Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back. But they actually haven't worked on that much outside of Pokemon, and it looks like they may have retired in 2015, judging by their, like, what's that called? Judging by their credits. But they did work on this really, really cool looking anime movie called Tachi Arakawa Kimiwa. Kimiwa. Sorry, it cut off there. It's called Tachi. It's a series. So it's Tachi 3, Kimi ga Tochigaru Ato ni. Yes. Tachi 2, Sayonara no Okiramano. And then the first one, which is Tachi Sabongo no Ne Esu, which looks like an interesting series that I might check out, actually.
Cool. Yeah, very cool. My fun fact this week is that Misty is 10 years old. And I think that's a fun fact only for me, because it just was, like, so shocking to me. I also thought it was interesting. How old do you think she was? I thought she was, like, I don't know, at least 14, because she just, like, her animation and, like, her style looks a lot older to me. Huh. Her actions, maybe not, but, like, I don't know, for some reason, and possibly because she's a gym leader, I thought that you had to be quite a bit older for that. But no, she's 10 years old. And this is actually revealed by a quote in the original episode when it was aired, but it's cut in all the other versions. And I thought that was interesting they cut it, too, because I don't know if that was a time thing or if that was just, like, a retranslation thing.
Do you know which episode it was cut from?
Well, no, it's cut from this episode.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, I just thought it was interesting that Misty is only 10 years old, and maybe that's just my personal biases, again, of saying 10-year-olds can't be gym leaders, but I'm proven wrong.
Well, we'll see.
My fun fact about this episode is that we see Pidgeotto, when he's first shown, he's eating a real-life worm. And this is the first example in the Pokemon series of normal animals being in the Pokemon world.
Yeah.
It's a short-lived situation there.
Really?
Yeah.
So they start, removing that idea?
Yeah, there's a couple of instances of it in the first season, but pretty quick, you don't really see that. Or it's kind of interesting that way.
Yeah.
They remove it from the canon, kind of.
There's just not... Every animal is a Pokemon, is kind of what they're going for.
Well, originally, I think it's just that they didn't have enough... There were only 150 Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess 151. But, so they just didn't have, a lot to work with. And so you can't fill an entire world's biodiversity with 150 Pokemon.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they do a pretty good job of it, actually, because there aren't really that many instances of... real-life animals in Pokemon.
No, that makes sense. It's not the first reference to it, though, because Misty says in the second episode, when they run across the Caterpie, Ash is like, oh, look, a Caterpie. And then Ash says, oh, you hate bug-type Pokemon? And then she says, I hate all bugs.
Yeah.
And so, she clarifies that it's not just bug-type Pokemon. She hates all bugs.
It's true. Yeah, and I think there are a couple other instances like that where they reference real-life animals. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to track that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Also, second fun fact, speaking of 150 Pokemon, the Pokemon rap is cool. I was wrong about that. The second one actually got me real good and made me smile a lot. So I like it. But yeah, there we go. Please forgive me. but I think that's it for this episode. We did set up an email for you guys to email us at Pokemon, WWU for Pokemon Watch With Us at gmail.com. So if you guys want to email us questions, or if you watched the episode before, which we totally encourage you to do so, we want you to be a part of this journey with us. If you watched the episode before you came and listened to our podcast, share any questions or thoughts that you had. We'd love to be able to read your questions on while we're recording, and to be able to share those with others.
And then also we just say, when you send in the email, just make the subject line the episode that the comment is for. That way we don't read it on the wrong episode. So definitely watch episode 4 of this anime, and then send in your comments for episode 4 for next episode. And maybe we'll read a couple for 3 and 2 and 1 if we get any.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're still figuring all this out, so we're thankful for your guys' support and all we're doing. And please share it with your friends, whoever you think would enjoy it. You know, we're here to make people laugh, but also to have a conversation about a 21-year-old Pokemon. Just 23-year-old. 23, I'm sorry. 23-year-old Pokemon
anime. Which was 21, then I'd be 21.
21. But yeah, I think that's it for today. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you stay safe. Yeah, thanks. Bye.